one last question on this. Is there any merit in experimenting with Proposal B for a couple of seasons to see how it works?
No.
OTB AM live weekday mornings from 7:30 on the OTB Sports app.
But before all of that, Alan Quinlan, good morning to you.
Morning, lads. How are you?
Something about the sight of a Munster back row from Tipperary in a Leinster jersey that gets the juices flowing.
Yeah, well, we had there was a lot of chat this week on our WhatsApp group about Liam's signing and joining the Leinster senior group. It's a strange one, isn't it?
Is it?
I suppose it is a little bit, but it's not, it's just the way the game has gone. Obviously over the years, lots of Leinster fellas have come and signed for Munster from a player's point of view. Few have gone the other way, not too many. John Fogarty, Stephen Keogh, Trevor Hogan, all Tipperary men. I heard you the other day talking about Tipperary making Tipperary Leinster.
That was Ger.
It was Ger.
Alan, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Swapping awfully. That bit is fair enough. What was the WhatsApp group saying, Quinny? Was it? Yeah. Give us as much as you can.
what was it saying?
I think people would read between the lines there. But was it?
It was congratulating Dennis personally.
No,
it was all personal.
It was saying, "What is this guy doing? Look at this! What is happening in this blue jersey?"
Look, I think if you look at all the ex-Munster guys who are coaching in different clubs around Europe, deep down, in an ideal scenario, and it's the same as any Leinster guys, if they play for such a long time, deep down, you'd love to be, in a sense, be back at your own team and involved there and back in your own surroundings. But that's professional sport, and the opportunities sometimes aren't there. A lot of the times they're not there. People have to go away. For Dennis, I think the opportunity presented himself a couple of years ago to get involved as an elite development officer with Leinster, which very shrewd move from them, because I just think obviously players with big careers and good careers don't automatically make great coaches, yeah. But there's a certain level of knowledge and experience that there has to be a benefit for having them involved, particularly with youngsters first of all. There's obviously less pressure and you're not judged as harshly. You've still got to make improvements, and you know, Leinster's underage system and development is very strong, so I'm sure they scrutinise.